Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, February 19th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Practice Pausing. And our scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 14 to 16, which says, Jesus said to his disciples, Seat them in groups of about 50. They did so, and everyone was seated. Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven, blessed them and broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. The feeding of the 5,000 is one of the best-known miracle stories in the Bible, and the only miracle story recorded in all 4 Gospels. Not even the birth of Jesus is told in all 4 Gospels. So the fact that each of the Gospel writers took the time to include this feeding story means that it's an important story. One thing Jesus does in this story, which is told slightly differently in each gospel, is have the people sit down. When we sit down, we pause. And when we take time to pause, we have a better chance of listening to one another, learning from one another, and seeing one another as individuals. When we pause, we are more other-centered and less me-centered. In one of my devotional readings last week, the writer said that when we pause, and when we practice pausing, we have a better chance to practice patience, acceptance, unity, service, and an enthusiasm to include everyone. This is a wonderful acronym for the word pause. When we sit down, especially with others, we pause enough to listen, to learn, to interact, and to relate to one another. As a result, we can be changed. And that's what Lent is all about. A change of heart and mind and life. Lent is a time to sit down and pause. I invite us in this Lenten season to practice pausing a few minutes each day. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.